Gulgun Kaim loves the arts, but she's savvy enough to know not everyone does. So as Minneapolis's top arts staffer, she set out to prove that art matters.
The percentage of jobs that the city holds, which is about 5%, actually delivers...
Still very small.
Yes, indeed, but it delivers $4.5 billion just in for-profit creative activity, which is 8 times greater than sports.
What? The arts deliver more bang for Minneapolis's buck than the Vikings, Timberwolves, and other teams combined? This fact could bend your mind.
It's all a matter of perspective and a matter of what value you see in this very important creative activity.
If nothing more, this number makes you pause for thought. You probably want to see the index. A hint? You'll find this $4.5 billion fact under the key findings. Before Gulgun commissioned this index, she found one meant for statisticians. It was thick and, worse, inaccurate. It omitted independent artists who are most of the working artists.
Initially, we just were looking at 3,000 artists. So now, and then by just counting differently, we could show there were 20,000.
The key findings for Minneapolis tell us that 55414 and 55419 are the most creative zip codes, and that musicians and singers and photographers are the top two creative gigs. The bottom line? Minneapolis is America's 6th most creative city. But the results aren't all glitter. Gulgun is concerned about how working artists of color make their ways. Randy Reyes, a well-known actor and chief of MU Performing Arts, knows about this. A baby-faced Filipino with a rich and clear butterscotch skin, his Juilliard-trained ambition has propelled him. He acts, leads MU Performing Arts, and teaches at the Guthrie Theater. Referring to MU...
We're working on individual donors, but we're also serving an immigrant community where philanthropy is not on the top of the list in
right.
terms of what you need. It's education, shelter, food.
Right.
So
theater is nice, but...
Yeah, theater is great.
Although he's a success, he worries about how his peers wake up to theater's whiteness. He had his own wake-up call.
It was much easier when I was just an actor and I didn't care. And then I realized I was Asian... And
you just had a moment where, hold on, oh my, that's why I'm getting interesting roles, or, well, quote-unquote interesting roles, and there seem to be fewer of them. I'm Asian.
It was almost like, just like that, Will, where it's almost hit me over the head realization one day of just like, wait a minute, there are disparities here, and there's a lack of opportunity here.
This bigotry troubles Gulgun.
We've also provided information, especially for women and artists of color, around... What percentage of people are actually in the different occupations? Know that media arts is actually one of the highest percentages of artists of color, and yet in that highest percentage, it's only 30%.
I met Harry Waters Jr. at MAPS Coffee, a haven for students, idealists, and artists. Harry teaches theater at McAllister College and acts, directs, and works as an artistic and community activist. He has a rich brown skin and magnetic grin.
Is that my colleagues at McAllister, they are professionally supportive, but I think personally resentful of the time that I would take to do other projects, because it is pulling me away. But the other reality for me is that's my scholarship.
This is the least of many reasons why he wonders what Minneapolis will do with the Creative Index.
The surveys that are taken, there have been quite a number. Minnesota Citizens for the Arts did one. The Minnesota Arts Board had one. So they're collecting data. But how does that affect the artists? What are they doing with that data?
Gulgun thinks he doesn't know the research they've done.
So we did ask that question, what do you need, during our cultural planning processes? And we got some very clear answers. This is one report, but we actually gather information in lots of different ways, and we use it in lots of different ways. So, yes, we've asked that question, and we're moving on it in the comprehensive planning process. And I understand that people want to see the impacts immediately.
But government rarely moves immediately, which is why, for the moment, Minneapolis's Creative Index falls short of equality for women and especially people of color. This is Will Wright for KFAI.